A busy day one at the Combine on Thursday was followed by an even busier day two on Friday, and it all started with new head coach Mike Zimmer, who came to the Combine for the first time as a head coach and had his media experience for the first time on Friday. He was up on the podium meeting with reporters for about 15 minutes, and two things I took away from his press conference were, first, his scheme. He seems to be a very scheme-diverse coach. We've noted in the past on the website, he's run defenses that had a 3-4 front and a 4-3 front. Mike Zimmer is more concerned about players and talent and fitting his scheme to the players on his roster than he is about force-feeding his scheme onto his players. When asked about it at the podium, he referenced his time watching his father, a Hall of Fame high school football coach in Illinois, winning games, running the offenses like the run and shoot, the wishbone, the I formation, the spread offense, and noting that it's more important for a coach to recognize the talent his players have than it is to force a scheme onto a group of players. I thought that was really important. Secondly, Mike Zimmer explained that one of his first tasks as head coach of the Vikings was to meet with the scouting staff and go over some tape to explain to the scouts what he expects out of every player on his defense, so the scouts can then go out and look for the right players for the Vikings. Two very good things that came from Mike Zimmer's press conference on Friday. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, held his radio show on Thursday and Friday here from the Combine. On Friday, he had a couple of interesting guests that both had interesting ideas for the Vikings. First, it was Mike Mayock of NFL Network. He has an idea for what the Vikings can do with their first-round pick, number 8 overall, and it might be something that surprises you.
Let's say all three quarterbacks go in the first 5 picks, which could happen.
You mean, okay? Bridgewater, Manziel, Bortles.
Yeah, let's say they all go.
Right.
I would love if a guy like Khalil Mack was sitting there. If Khalil Mack was sitting there, I think he's one of the best 2 or 3 players in this draft.
Speaking of surprising moves for the Vikings, SI.com and MondayMorningQuarterback.com's Peter King had an idea for the Vikings in free agency, another one that could surprise you.
I would try to add one person to the receiving core, okay? And that one person I try to add is Julian Edelman. Hmm. I have come to the conclusion that a really good slot receiver, and honestly, at least one, more than one, because they get hurt. They get beat up.
Yeah. They're over the middle all the time. Yeah.
Now,
this is brilliant.
To me, Julian Edelman, I think, could be a tonic, because think of this. Vikings are probably going to have a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. If the Vikings have a new quarterback, that quarterback is going to want to have multiple security blankets.
For sure.
Cordarrelle Patterson, send him deep. That's fantastic. That should be his role. But in my opinion, I think what's really, really important for them to do is to make sure that your quarterback is comfortable in the intermediate and short areas of the field.
You can find more of that on Vikings.com, and you can also find tons of quarterback talk on the website. The quarterbacks came through the media center and all had their press conferences. We were there to capture all of it, and it's on the website. You can hear from Johnny Manziel. You can hear from Blake Bortles. You can hear from Derek Carr. All of those guys are on the website. We're going to be here for a few more days, so the content will keep coming. We'll be back tomorrow with a day 3 recap. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more Combine coverage.